Hello, everybody. Richard C. Wilson here with Family Office Club and Billionaires.com. We're interviewing 100 billionaires. We're asking them three questions each and collecting over 500 insights from these 100 billionaires. I'm also reading every one of the 240 books written by billionaires, not on them, but actually authored by them, importantly. And today we have with us someone really exciting. They're the newest, youngest billionaire out of India. If you've been paying any attention to the news cycle in 2024, you'll not be surprised to hear that he works in the area of AI, Web3, cybersecurity, blockchain, and blockchain-related operating system and infrastructure solutions. So we have with us here today Pearl Kapoor, and he is from India originally, but based in Monaco. And we are excited to complete this interview today. So thank you for being here today, Pearl. My very first question is, if you were to look back over the course of your success, what was the major turning point or action or choke point you acquired that really increased all of your momentum from there on out?
Well, the fact that I'm relentless when it comes to learning new things and ability to do so, this is a huge competitive advantage. There isn't always a single turning point, to be honest, but rather a series of strategic decisions and movements that contribute to overall success, like identifying a lucrative market opportunity, making bold investments or acquisitions, developing innovative products, building strong partnerships, networking. Well, also, there has to be reasons, you know, you want to get up in the morning. What really inspires you? Why you want to live? What you want to live for? You have to be excited about the future, you know, to drive you. I mean, and also, really, the age plays an important role. Like, now is the time to take risks as you get older. Obligations increase. And once you have a family, you start taking risks, not just for yourself, but for your family as well. And it gets much harder to do things that might not work out. And now is the time to do that before you have those obligations. So I would encourage to take risks right now, you know, to do something bold. I'm pretty sure you won't regret it.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah. I love that answer. We just met each other yesterday via LinkedIn. We did not know who each other were just a couple months ago or a couple days ago even. And I've been talking a lot within our investor club about how I'm trying not to take any meetings I don't want to take. I try to only work on things that I'm very excited about. And if you don't live by those rules, how can you be excited about your workday? How can you be excited about what you're trying to get done this month or this quarter if you allow things to get into your calendar and take your time that is not truly genuinely exciting? So I loved that answer. And I love that it just genuinely came up without me prodding or asking about that. I also took some notes here on taking bold moves, being inspired, and relentlessly learning. I have to say, after all the dozens of billionaire interviews and 75 books I've read that are written by billionaires, the curiosity, voracious reader, constantly learning thing comes up again and again. It perhaps is one of the top three most common themes across all of the billionaire insights that I've consumed to date. So I love that you brought that up as well. I'd like to move on now to the second question that we'd like to go over, and that is, what is the most valuable strategy that's worth far more than $1 million that you wish someone had provided to you earlier on before you started your business or earlier on in your career?
I would likely attribute my success to a combination of strategies rather than a single one. However, one valuable strategy that could potentially accelerate my success earlier on would be the concept of leverage. Learning how to effectively leverage resources, whether it's through people, technology, or capital, it can significantly multiply the impact of my efforts and investments. Yeah. The most important thing that I learned is proximity is power. if you want to grow, like you want challenges in your life, you get challenges for yourself to grow. If you want to do well, get in proximity with people playing the game much higher than yourself. And the idea of like surrounding yourself with people who have already achieved your goals, or people who you admire, and people like who are maybe playing a game at a higher level than you. Well, it's like a simple act of whom you spend your time with is who you become.
Great, got it. So proximity is power. That was one of the top three things that Tony Robbins decided to emphasize when we asked him these three questions as well. Hang around with people that have already been playing the game for 10 or 20 or 30 years, who have won at the game that you're trying to play. People who have been down the path before you, people that are who you want to become in the future, because you do become like those that you hang out with and consume ideas from all the time. Love that answer. That's pretty much the whole reason why we bought billionaires.com. It took us 12 years to acquire it. That's why I want to interview 100 billionaires and read all the billionaire books to be a bit more like them in ways that make sense for the type of life I want to live. So, really love that answer. And, you know, just this morning on LinkedIn, I saw a post that said, "Are you fatigued? A lot of my clients are saying they're already very fatigued this year and it's only February. You know, how are you dealing with this?" I responded as politely as I could, saying, maybe don't hang out with people complaining that they're already fatigued. In my circles, I talk to people who are pretty excited about what they're doing. A lot of big things going on, big ideas, making big, bold moves, etc. And if you surround yourself with complainers, they're going to keep on complaining and you'll find yourself complaining before long. So doing the opposite, I think, is what's really important. So I love that you brought that up. We often say at our investor club events that Family Office Club should be a perpetual learning machine for you. Just like going down the rabbit hole of trying to study every mental model you can and strategy you can that comes from a billionaire, I think is just a fun adventure to go on and kind of a never-ending path. So I'd like to get to our third question here, just to respect your time for today. And that is, what's the number one costly mistake that you have seen? And this is something that maybe business owners make or you've made in the past. And what's a mistake that you've seen that's really costly that could be easily avoided, perhaps?
One of the most common and costly mistakes I've seen investors or business owners make is understanding the importance of through due diligence. This includes not fully understanding the market or failing to access risk, overlooking critical details in partnerships and or acquisitions. Also, making crucial decisions on investments, the right timing of investments, and hiring right people. And another costly mistake is letting your emotions drive on decisions instead of relying on data or analysis.
Great, got it. So what I'm hearing is just having a lot of strategic due diligence, research, careful, thoughtful actions on who you partner with, obviously who you hire, that makes or breaks obviously the entire company. A single partnership I've seen catapult a company to tens of millions of revenue that before was not even on the radar of other competitors. And all of us know hanging on to a bad employee or having the wrong CEO can completely ruin a company and take it off track. So appreciate you sharing those ideas. And I love that you spent the time here with this interview today. So thank you. We'll keep in touch and hope to have you come do a fireside chat sometime at one of our Investor Club summits. Take care. All right. That concludes this interview with Pearl. So if you know somebody who's billion-dollar plus net worth, they could be first, second, third generation, and they wouldn't mind answering our three questions via email, an audio message, a video interview on Zoom, a fireside chat, or a keynote speech on stage at one of our 1,000-plus person investor summits, we would love to interview them. If not, please enjoy the rest of the interview series by going to billionaires.com, where you can get hundreds of mental models directly from billionaires, unfiltered and exclusively available at billionaires.com. Thank you.